time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have a new commissioner to Emery County, Jordan Leonard. And, you know, we're setting up with them. They're going to come in about every other week kind of talking about, you know, what happened at the previous commission meeting. We'll talk about some events that are going on. They want to highlight people that work in Emery County and departments in Emery County, which is great, letting people know that, you know, they're appreciated and things that are going on. And then just to tie up kind of what was discussed in the commission meeting the night before. So once again, we're going to hopefully be able to get them in a couple times a month to talk about what goes on over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning over the telephone.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
So how are things going? And just kind of, I always like to ask this question, are you picking up pretty well, or is it kind of like drinking from a fire hose, so to speak?
No, it's been definitely a busy few weeks, wrapping our heads around projects. Yeah, it's been good. It's been positive. We're working hard, so we're trying to do our best for the community.
Very, very good. And there's always great things that are going on over in Emery County. So let's talk and highlight some of the things that are coming up over in that area, kind of let people know what's going on as far as events and things like that for the whole community.
Great, great. So we had an event last weekend that was fantastic. It was the Millside on Ice. I think there were a lot of locals and those from Carbon and Emery County that went to that event. There were over 480 participants. It was nice to have them at our restaurants, our hotels. Well, we don't have a lot of hotels, but Airbnbs. And to have them in our community for a couple days to enjoy our lake and spend some money. So that was a really, really good event.
Well, you know, the one thing about that, and I had a friend of mine that went, him and his wife went up there, and I told my wife, I says, you know, if you knew you were going to be able to stay warm, how cool would it be to go up there, take your trailer, turn on the heater, and just bundle up and stay there overnight? Did you have quite a few people up there that pulled trailers up and stayed there overnight?
They did, yeah. There were a few at Millsite State Park that had their trailers and enjoyed the weekend. So it was, yeah, I thought they would get a little cold, but I'm betting they had some heaters in there.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that just means that there's never a bad time to go camping.
You're exactly right.
All right, have we got anything exciting coming up?
Yeah, so a couple others. So we have Beat the Winter Blues Festival. That is put on by the Business Chamber. And that's January 27th and 28th. At the Rec Center here in Castledale. So please come out. There's going to be a lot of events, activities, vendors. It's kind of a middle of the winter, you know, get out of the snow and come mingle with people and visit with, you know, friends and neighbors together at the Rec Center.
Get out and get with the community and enjoy it. And, yeah, break those winter blues. We were just discussing before we came on the air. It's been snowing enough. We always need more, but you know what? It's always good to get a little bit of a break, too, and get together with your friends and your family, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And if people want more information, you can go to the Emery County Business Chamber, either Facebook page or website, and get more information on Beat the Winter Blues.
All right. Is there anything else as far as that goes coming up?
The last thing to touch on would be 4-H registrations. It's good for our youth if parents are interested in getting their youth involved in different 4-H programs. I think it's good for our communities to get our youth involved that way. So that's just a plug for 4-H.
Oh, well, and you know what? We talk to them quite often, and it's great that they do these things for the community and keep the youth involved and doing things like that. Now, one of the things that you told me you wanted to talk about, which I think is great, is you wanted to kind of do a spotlight or highlight one of the departments in Emery County. And what department did you choose for right now?
Yes, and the big one is snow. So our definitely our road department and that group, Justin Truman. And then also county facilities with Kyle Scow. They've cleaned the snow. They've made it safe for county employees and the community as a whole to clear snow and make it safe. So just a shout out to the road department and county facilities.
And make sure you're helping them out too by, you know, having vehicles off the road and those kinds of things so that they can get to it and get it done quicker and easier and make your life over there a lot easier for everybody involved, really.
Yep.
All right. And let's wrap up before we get out of here and talk about, let's cover some of the things you discussed in the commission meeting.
Yeah, just a couple things to highlight. Castle Country Classic Livestock Show, they came to commission meeting and asked for a sponsorship. The livestock shows are part of our heritage, so we were able to support them in a sponsorship package. That is Carbon and Emery Kids, so we approved that in commission. We also visited about an MOU with the Association of Government, or Southeastern SULOG, Southeastern Utah Association of Government. And so we have agreed upon an MOU to help them, or have them help us with economic development services as we try to attract business, as we try to write grants, things like that. So that was a good one. Other than that, it was a fairly short meeting, but those are just a couple highlights.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard about all the goings on over there. And we will be talking to you again in another couple of weeks. That's kind of the way this is going to roll, is after every commission meeting the next morning, you'll be calling in and you'll be having a meeting with us to kind of give us the lowdown on what happened. So we appreciate you taking out the time to call in and talk to us today.
Hey, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.